God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings and welcome. Dog Poet transmitting. Hovering in the saucer pod above the Schwarzwald. Diese Tage und... Yeah. Since the solstice approaches and I must be on my way, I have not a great deal of time to do a radio show, but I felt like maybe you would like a radio show, and so in the interest of expediency, I am going to go ahead and continue in the format from last week by giving you some meditations. Hopefully this time I'm a little more measured in my presentation. This way I can get it done. You will have a radio show and I can get on the road. I'd like to start with a quote from Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, a woman I admire, but I have a feeling a lot of other people do not. Anyway, this statement is true. There is a road, steep and thorny, beset with perils of every kind, but yet a road, and it leads to the very heart of the universe. I can tell you how to find those who will show you the secret gateway that opens inwardly only and closes fast behind the neophyte forevermore. There is no danger that dauntless courage cannot conquer. There is no trial that spotless purity cannot pass through. There is no difficulty that strong intellect cannot surmount. For those who win onwards, there is reward past all telling. The power to bless and save humanity. For those who fail, there are other lives in which success may come. And one of my personal favorites, just like the one before, the Emerald Tablet of Hermes Trismegistus. True, without falsehood, certain and most true, that which is above is as that which is below, and that which is below is as that which is above, for the performance of the miracles of the one thing. And as all things are from one, by the mediation of one, so all things have their birth from this one thing by adaptation. The sun is its father, the moon its mother, and the wind carries it in its belly. Its nurse is the earth. This is the father of all perfection, or the consummation of the whole world. Its power is integrating if it be turned into earth. Thou shalt separate the earth from the fire, the subtle from the gross, suavely and with great ingenuity. It ascends from earth to heaven and descends again to earth and receives the powers of the superiors and of the inferiors. So thou hast the glory of the whole world. Therefore let all obscurity flee before thee. This is the strong force of all forces, overcoming every subtle and penetrating every solid thing. So the world was created. Hence were all wonderful adaptations, of which this is the manner. Therefore am I called Hermes Trismegistus, having the three parts of the philosophy of the whole world. What I have to tell is completed concerning the operation of the sun. Ah, how many times, how many mornings, how many evenings I have repeated that over and over in my mind. Hopefully it's done me some good. Now here's another that comes from my school, the Builders of the Adytum. It is the pattern on the trestle board, and I would say it has to do with the 10 Sephiroth on the Tree of Life. And it goes, all the power that ever was or will be is here now. I am a center of expression for the primal will to good, which eternally creates and sustains the universe. Through me, its unfailing wisdom takes form in thought and word. Filled with understanding of its perfect law, I am guided moment by moment along the path of liberation. From the exhaustless riches of its limitless substance, I draw all things needful, both spiritual and material. I recognize the manifestation of the undeviating justice in all the circumstances of my life. In all things great and small, I see the beauty of the divine expression. Living from that will, supported by its unfailing wisdom and understanding, mine is the victorious life. I look forward with confidence to the perfect realization of the eternal splendor of the limitless light. In thought and word and deed, I rest my life from day to day upon the sure foundation of eternal being. The kingdom of the Spirit is embodied in my flesh. So there you have a few things that I have practiced within my own consciousness, within my mind, over the years, over the decades, actually, for a long, and continuing periods of time, imprinting these ideas upon my subconscious. One might well ask, well, God, Visible, why are you still so screwed up? Well, there are all manner of, well, maybe I'm not all screwed up, I don't know, but anyway, karma, nay? We can only do the very best that we can. We can only aspire, can only focus, we can only be persistent and fixed in our good intention to achieve what we seek, to arrive at that place where we wish to go. And that motivates me, that guides me. My life is all about God, basically. You know, God in the world, God in the deep blue sea, however the case may be. And so I am just kind of here, and I am trying to find a condition, a situation, a way in which I can more perfectly express the divine within me and more perfectly serve the divine wherever the divine may appear or be resident. It is my hope to be able to recognize the divine in everything I see, to hear the divine in everything I hear. There are levels and levels of awareness that are possible and that are possessed by various people on this planet. Some people have a very wide awareness of things, and some people have a very limited awareness of things. These different camps, there is not always a great deal of communication between them. And that's something to do with casting pearls or whatever. Not that I'm presuming to myself that anything I have to say is of any, you know, enduring value. That is for the person who's listening to make that decision. My situation is only to try, as I said before, to do the very best that I can. Life is an unruly status. It is a, especially in these times. See, it may not have been the case at other times, or it may have always been the case, depending on where you are located. And it may have never been the case, depending on where you are located. But in these days, with the near total pervasiveness of internet, Google Maps, all sorts of technologies that dive and delve into the topography and geography of the planet, these multifarious political systems and strange religious articulations that look like an enormous theatrical wardrobe. Something like, you know, if Notre Dame were being used for costumes, to store the costumes, yeah, that might be the place to store them. When I was a young boy, I was living in Paris, France. I was about 10 years old. And I remember going into Notre Dame. My God. And if you've never been there, then you don't really know just how really big that place is. It is enormous. I don't, to me as a 10-year-old boy. Maybe it's not so big anymore. I don't know. Anyway, I remember walking on the marble or stone floor, whatever it is, and hearing my feet tapping as I went, and seeing far off to my right a lot of tables with people standing around them and behind them and such. And I wandered over there, and I saw they were selling religious trinkets. You know, it's the usual tchotchkes that you see wherever you see them, if you are unfortunate enough to see them. And even then I went, huh. You know, Jesus in the marketplace. But not me, Jesus. But anyway, I was looking at that and I was going, whoa. Yes, so it is. Because this is the thing that really needs to come clear into every person listening, their consciousness, my consciousness, all of our consciousness. There is a material world. There is an agenda that has to do with the interests and intentions of the material world. And there is a spiritual, there is a metaphysical world. Okay? The thing is to harmonize these two. And sometimes harmonization may seem dissonant simply because one has to inject, you know, something other than the same old into the mix in order to turn the matrix into something that might represent something closer to the heart's desire. What can I say? Well, I could say a whole lot of things, but the point. In the manifest world, you have what you have. In the unmanifest, you have, well, the unmanifest. So what is that? And then there's you, okay? and your potential and your ability to express and define yourself. There is your capacity every single day in every act you commit, everything you say, the opportunity to go this way or that way for this purpose or that purpose. And life sorts us. Life sorts us according to our desires and those things which are most intensely important to us, as opposed to the things that are of its secondary concern. So, it really is up to each individual to have some of these things in mind. And I really ought to say that this is the closing of a 26,000-year cycle, okay, and the beginning of another. This is a time in which enormous possibility is in reach of for those who are seeking particular things having to do with spiritual gifts and transitions to other dimensions or states of being. This is a critical, critical time, and that is why it is so very, very difficult for one to be able to hold their focus upon this, and why the material, the suffocating material matrix is so great, because there's a war for souls on. That's really what's going on, you know, and each person has to come to the understanding within themselves of where their treasures lie. Okay, that said, Om! Well, I'll see you next week if there is one, I guess. I should remember that. And we're at the end of another broadcast. Okay. Om Amitabha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Carry on, Bahula. Hey, Lord Ganesha, I love you. La ilaha illallahu. And if I've forgotten anyone up there, hi, Tara. Well, you have my love as well. Okay. Aloha and aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.